All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're fresh off our three-part series, getting to know us as your hosts. We had Mr. Natu, Mr. Rimzy, and myself. So I'm grateful. We're all grateful for the Mr. Rimzy. I mean, man, sound like a soca artist. Mr. Rimzy.
Mr. Rimzy.
But we're grateful for the support. We're grateful for the feedback. I think it was astonishing, the type of feedback we got. Thank you for all of the people who asked questions. A lot of people were surprised. And, you know, that's why sometimes it's good just to, you know, be honest and be open, you know, because, you know, I learned a lot from you guys, and I'm sure you all learned a lot as well. So what we're discussing today kind of builds on that, on that. But before we get into it, you know, but you know us already. You have Rimzy, the financial and the sales coach, and Mr. Natu, poet extraordinaire, artist. So, brethren, as we commune today, we wanted to ponder this very philosophical and ever so relevant question. Can we truly ever be honest?
Lying will ruin your life. Lying will ruin your goddamn life. Lying ruined my marriage. True shit, sweetie. Lying ruined my goddamn marriage. That's a lie. I cheated. Let's talk about it, though. Let's figure it out. Don't judge me. Let me explain. Yes, people, I cheated. Am I ashamed of it? No. No, I'm not. Do I wish that I could take it back? No. No, I don't. Let me tell you why. You can't evolve as a man if you never make a mistake. The only way that you can be perfect is to fuck up. I get it. I fucked up. Don't cheat. Nah, whatever. Now, do I think cheating was the problem? No, I don't. Cheating was not the problem. Lying about cheating was the problem. If I had been honest about it, might have worked it out. But I wasn't. I lied. And I didn't just lie on myself. I put my best friend in my lie. Now, I don't think that's a bad thing to do. Let me explain why. If you're my best friend, I shouldn't have to ask you to lie for me. I shouldn't have to ask for your permission for me to put you in my lie. You know why? Because you're my best fucking friend, bitch. That's your job. The day that we sign up and say that we best friends, that means that my bullshit is your bullshit. And your bullshit is my bullshit. If you're my real best friend, you should know that I need you to lie for me by the look on my face. If I'm looking at you and I'm not blinking, if I'm like this.
And I wanted to start with Natu.
So when I think of honesty, what comes to my mind is trouble. Because I don't think we can be truly honest with people to the full extent that we might idealize it. Because it's pretty cool to say, oh, I want to be completely honest with you. I want to bare myself to you. You know, everything. I want you to see everything. I want you to know every thought that I'm having. That's quite romantic. That's deep, if I may say so. But I fear that that might not be quite practical, because what we know is that people can only accept honesty in small doses. Everybody loves talking about the truth, but nobody really loves dealing with the truth. And
why you say that? Like, but do you think we should make that decision for somebody else? You know, as you said that, you know, one of the discussions that I had based on the last episode, when I said, you know, I am honest, and then whether it hurts or helps the other person, that's for them to deal with. And somebody said that might be a bit irresponsible, because, you know, it comes across like I could do whatever I want to hurt somebody, and once I'm honest that this is what I wanted to do, then it kind of lets me off the hook. Do you think so?
I don't think you were talking about it. I don't think the perception you meant to give was such a surface level interpretation of that. I feel rather what you're referring to was, you know, the burden associated with the truth, with being honest, because people oftentimes at the expense of their own peace and peace of mind, they refuse to be honest. They refuse to tell the truth, and so it causes them misery. So with that particular point you raised, it was more about, you know, unburdening yourself and trusting that the other person is capable of absorbing what it is that you have released in terms of, you know, what it is that they're looking for. Because people don't just volunteer, you know, certain information like that. And if you say you are looking for the truth, as funny as it might sound, people oftentimes, you specifically ask for the truth, which is weird. You specifically ask for the truth, let's say between a man and a woman, when you have a suspicion that what you have been getting or that a particular thing arouses your suspicion that you perceive to be a lie. So you don't necessarily pursue the relationship with the overarching and an active pursuit of the truth. It's almost like seeking the truth is something that is, if for lack of a better word, weaponized at certain stages in a relationship or at certain points of conflict. You know what I mean? So oftentimes when somebody say, all right, then they need the truth, it's usually when things aren't going good, you know? So back to your point, I feel like when you offer the truth under those circumstances being you giving somebody all the information that they need, freeing up yourself and allowing yourself to believe that it, once you release it, it is no longer your responsibility. It's not that the path to get to that truth doesn't have consequences, but what you are essentially saying is you releasing the truth, how the person chooses to deal with it cannot be on you. It is not your responsibility as a man, and in let's say in an interaction between you and a woman, it is not your responsibility as a man to have somebody react a certain way. People find problems with people reacting certain ways. Are people manipulating them? But how is it now that once you put something out there, once you put the truth out there, it is now your responsibility to essentially manipulate somebody into behaving a particular way that might make them comfortable and you at the same time uncomfortable? Because that's what it is. If people can't accept that it is their responsibility to deal with the truth how they feel it necessary, if people choose to pin the blame on the truth giver as opposed to how they react to it, then essentially what they're asking for you is, this is something I can't handle, so I would prefer you not only give me this information, but I would prefer you tell me how to handle this information. And that cannot be your responsibility as a man.
Do you think that men lie more than women or anybody else?
I can't say yes and I can't say no. I feel like as human beings, we omit details for many reasons. We omit details to fit in. We omit details to not hurt somebody else. We omit details to lie to ourselves. You understand? So I wouldn't say that there's... I can, you know, definitely say men lie more than women,
but
or
you know,
women.
But, I mean, like, in there is a certain language or a certain narrative as if to say that men are the only ones that lie, or men lie for no reason.
That narrative is going to be out there, but who is the narrative coming from? It's coming from the opposite sex. So I mean, you understand? To be honest with you, there are a lot of times men tell women the truth, and I mean, they just presume it to be a lie.
That's a very profound statement.
If you think I'm telling a lie, I'm not going to try and convince you that it's the truth. I told you what I needed to tell you.
And I think therein lies the dilemma. Because when a man decides to tell the truth, no matter how far-fetched, outlandish, whatever the case, you know? And the woman chooses not to believe. What else can I possibly do to convince you?
And let me tell you, it doesn't just come, it's not something that you're going to get off the bat, because all of us did it growing up. You understand? I feel you have to reach a level, a certain level with yourself, where you just decide that, look, I'm just going to go the honest route. You understand? And when you reach that stage, you actually realize that you get this comfort, you get this easy feeling that, listen, I mean, this is who I am. I am true to what I want. I'm true to the things I'm telling you. And I mean, this is me. You understand? Can you handle it? If you can handle it, fine. If you can't handle it, then, I mean, I might want to interact with you. If it's a female, I might lose out on interacting with you based off of my honesty. You understand? If it is too much for you to handle, if it's a social gathering or a setting where, you know, you probably want to fit in and certain things just don't fit with your character, you have to be honest to yourself. So it's not only just narrowed down to the man versus woman, in a sense. It comes down to you being honest with yourself about what and who you are and what you're capable of. And the funny thing is, a lot of times we lie to ourselves.
Well, listen,
we lie to ourselves, absolutely. to a point where we actually believe our own lies.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is a far more dangerous lie.
Exactly.
When you lie to yourself, when you get so deep in the lie that you can't even tell the difference.
You can't tell the difference, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's where a lot of us men reside and are comfortable with it. To be honest, if we're being honest, a lot of men get so comfortable with lying that it doesn't feel like lying anymore. Probably it started off as, you know, you just can't bother with the drama. Or yes, it started off as you just didn't want to lose whatever. You didn't want to lose the chance. You didn't want to lose the opportunity. You didn't want to lose the relationship. Till it becomes kind of autopilot. Like, you're living a lie, but it's like the lie is far more soothing than the actual truth. Because, and hence why we named the podcast Men's Truth. Because it's like there is a brand of truth, in inverted commas, that makes women feel good, or even ourselves. But
yeah,
exactly.
I remember, like, me half a cut. I remember we had this discussion, you know, like we were this, as you mentioned, that I think we're eating fish out by behind the airport, mm-hmm, there, when we had that discussion. We wrote this on him, you know. The truth we tell women opposed to the actual truth.
and then
you really wonder, you know, do we really, are we telling them their truth? Because, you know, we don't necessarily think they can handle what we really have. I mean, a lot of us are guilty of.
A lot of us are guilty
of that, especially. I mean, I myself are guilty of that, especially in the past. But as I said, sometimes you just reach a stage where you, telling them what they want to hear, it just don't play out good for you.
Yeah, because you get to the point where it's no longer about losing them or something external to you. It's about how it makes you feel. Go ahead, Natu.
I was saying, you know, why do I get, you know, that there's this unspoken rule that the burden of the truth must rest on the man. You know what I mean? Like,
I think there's an unspoken truth that the burden of everything must rest on the man. But
I think that's a whole other discussion, you know. It's a whole other discussion. But truthfully, though, no pun intended there. Why it seems like, you know, just how there are certain expectations that a man is supposed to provide. You know, no problem with that. A man is supposed to do all these things. It feels like a man is supposed to be honest.
The man is supposed to be honest at all times, 100%. And the one time he isn't, then something is wrong.
Yep.
And when I say honest, mm-hmm. I mean honest in a way that suits women oftentimes. So the white lie that suits them is far more acceptable than the dark truth that will make them feel uncomfortable. You know, when bears have this song we call a sweet lie, you know?
Sweet lie. Yeah.
So I think that's what it is, because you see, the thing is, if I feel like if we were to be 100% honest, that comes with its own set of problems, because it's no longer about judging your lies. It's about judging you. So like as I said, Rimzy, so it's like you're honest enough, but it's not like it's essentially it's like something is fundamentally wrong with you. Whether you tell a lie or tell the truth, it's like you feel like they're just looking for something to hold against you.
And that's always been one of my biggest problems. That's why I say, as an individual, you have to be honest to yourself. And in being honest to yourself, you can't be limited by culturalization or what society wants you to believe. You have to really know what you are about and what feels right to you. There are a lot of people in religion that deep down in them, they don't want to be there, but they're not being true to themselves. There are a lot of people who are stuck in relationships that they don't want to be in, and because of whatever, they're not being true to themselves. There are persons that are stuck in professions that they don't really want to be in. You understand what I'm trying to say?
The foundation of all of these things are dishonesty. Because think about it. When you go for a job interview, when someone says, put your best foot forward, that's deception, Because you're not the way you dress for an interview is not the way you would dress regularly. The way you speak is not the way you'd speak regularly. You're downplaying your weaknesses and exaggerating your strengths. So I think fundamentally, societally, it's built on dishonesty.
Yeah. I mean, there is some truth to that. And even in that specific example about being in a workplace context, a relative of mine recently went on a job interview. We are obviously aware that, there's a pandemic. There's a pandemic going on and everything. And he was asked the question, why should he be given the job? And it was something he had been asking me for weeks. Like, how do I prepare for this? How do I prepare for this person? I said, there's no way they'll possibly ask you that. And they did. And he said he cooked up some bullshit on the spot. Some diplomatic answer. We are in a damn pandemic. Like, what other reason than the fact that, I need some money, which is why I'm taking this job. But he couldn't say that. So it's like people, it's kind of like the expectation of honesty is a landmine. And the invitation to be honest is the trap. So it's the thing that lures you into the trap. So when you actually become honest, when you say, I actually need some money, like, yes, man, we're catching out.
How dare you be honest?
Just, right. How dare you just take this job because you want money? You are not the kind of people we're looking for. And so that's it. I mean, people are weird about it. And I feel like sometimes people ask for honesty sometimes to see if you would be foolish enough to give it.
Wow. Mm. That's profound. Mm. That's profound. But what I'm hearing is that there is no gender basis for lying, which is one of the things I think I'm glad we're unpacking. There is no gender basis for lying. Men lie, women lie. Full stop. Right? But, going back to it, as you said, people ask you to be honest just if you're foolish enough. As a child growing up, when your parents give you the chance, the opportunity to...
Tell the truth. You're like, damn, am I really going to tell the truth? I'm not going to tell you. Yeah, I know if I tell you the truth, my ass gonna get whooped. Bobby, you go whoop my ass. Let me tell a lie.
Yeah, so what's the point? What's the point of me telling the truth? You see, if me tell the truth, and as they said, the truth will set you free, then you know probably would I get more reason. But you tell the truth and you get a beaten anyway. So might as well let try pull. It. I think we need to sort of reclaim the purpose of being honest. I'm a firm believer in the fact that energies have a lot to do with your health and your well-being and all of those things. And I think we need to start to reclaim the fact that when you are being honest, it does something for you. Anything external to you is a plus. But I think when you start with being honest with yourself, honest about your intentions, honest about your goals, just honest about what you want, I think it becomes easier for you to be honest with everybody around you, because now nobody can hold anything against you. Even if they judge you a particular way, then it's neither here nor there. I think that should be the goal. And I think because as men specifically, we were taught that, you know, we need to win by any means necessary, that we stopped focusing on ourselves and being honest for ourselves. What do y'all think?
And you know, even the very structures of you know, if we're looking at expectations of men in general, you know, we are not incentivized to really be honest. So when you look at the pressures such as like, oh, you know, a man should not cry, you know, like you know, the expectation that you are not supposed to be this particular thing, the thing that we are required, that we are often required to be, the thing that runs in direct contrast to what we are honestly feeling. And so we accept that it's normal not to be honest about what we feel, because what we feel would be inconsistent with the expectations people have of us. And the thing that people hate most than perhaps a lying man is an inconsistent man. So if you're going to be a liar, be a
damn. Yo, not who you're preaching. You're preaching today, boy. Jeez. Nah, I need to give you a pulpit, man. Jeez. Continue. Mm.
So I feel like all of those rooted in those expectations, men, we know what honesty is, you know. We know what it means to be honest. We know how cathartic that is. We know how much healthier that makes us. But we also know that if we don't follow the quote-unquote rules, we stand to be alienated. And so men realizing that, yo, like, I don't want to be seen as a, you know, you don't want to be the outcast. So what you do? I mean, you follow suit, you lie. And it's a damn if you do, damn if you don't, because when they catch you in a lie, oh, you're a liar. When you are being honest, you are weird. So what do you be as a man?
But you know the funny thing, you know, we are honest. It's just that we're honest with ourselves, among ourselves, if you understand. So in a space
it is way easier. Yeah, it is way easier for men to come out and tell their honesty. Like, just be, if you, all right, I always tell women, you know, like, listen, if you could, although I'm not arguing with the secrets, if you could listen in on males' conversations, like, if you could just be a fly on the wall, that's the honesty right there. But it's also the same thing with women. True. If you really want to know how a woman feel about you, know, you be a fly on the wall around
share. Or look on them group chat, man. Look on them group chat. If you really want.
Oh, yes, man. Yes. Yes, man.
No, you don't want looking at that guy. You might cry.
Yep. You know, I'm bad. So leave you alone.
You know,
don't like, even cast cry, your
but
eye.
Listen, like, all right, when we are around each other, are we even at talk about sex and how long we last? And me can say, Bridget, oh, yo, all 2 minutes me go already, you know, brother.
Real talk, real talk.
Or, you know, we can come to brother and say, yo, boy, me come too quick, you know.
Get
or
a couple of them pills,
you know. Whatever, you know.
Get
couple of them pills for me or something.
Yep.
But I think it's because...
Hold on. Let me ask one question before you start. Do you think the reason we don't or we shy away from it is the vulnerability of feeling weak or inferior to the other party?
I was just going to say that it's easy to be open among your brothers because you don't feel judged and you don't feel like you have something to lose. When it comes to women, a woman's judgment is the most powerful thing. Yep. Whether you believe in the Bible or not, from the very beginning, a woman's...
Especially if it's a woman you're interested in.
That's why I say we need to kind of reclaim why we are telling the truth. Because from the very beginning, you know, Adam never want to eat the apple, you know, but he worried that Eve would have said, yo, you're soft, man. You see, a woman's judgment. So a woman's judgment will make a man do all manner of foolishness. You know? So he doesn't want to have to say, yo, Jano, you know, to be honest, I just 2 minutes make you go for, you know. Think about a man's thought process. Yeah, him just meet a woman and he must say, yo, Jano, you know, it's only 2 minutes. By the time him done talk himself out of that, he must say, no man, half an hour at least.
And best believe that man will lie himself to the bedroom.
That man will lie himself to the truth after 2 minutes.
And then curl up in that woman's hand and say, I don't know what happened. I don't know. This doesn't usually happen to me.
This never happened before.
I think it's
I've never felt this way about someone. Or you know, the other one. Oh, my one company.
Q's tears. I think I'm falling for you too hard.
But you know, even truth, I mean, you know why I like being in environment with like-minded males who are honest, because It teaches you something about yourself. When you can hear another male counterpart get vulnerable and talk about something deep, I mean that in itself is from a male point of view, that in itself is touching in a sense where
you feel strong.
You feel empowered just by hear. You understand? So I feel like I feel the best way for men to start getting true and real with themselves is to get around positive male company.
Yeah, man.
That will definitely rub off on them, because you'll realize that you have no reason to be dishonest with yourself or with anybody in general. And in life, the only thing that you have at the end of the day is your integrity.
You know that I remember a part of the quote, you know, the people who matter don't mind, and the people who mind don't matter. So when you find yourself around positive and it's important, I really pointed that out, you know, positive influences, because some men, you know, when you try this honesty shit, it's like you will be roasted on end. And there is nothing positive to be gained from that. So, you know, it's important to know the kind of company you are in, and if it's a safe space that allows you to be completely honest about yourself.
And you know, it's a sacred space, you know.
And you don't need to measure dicks. Yeah. Without measuring dicks.
It's not a pissing contest. Be real. Come on, man. Like,
I mean, unless you're in an orgy, but of course, right.
Not to, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I think we'll end the episode on that note, because Natu look like he's going down a road there.
I don't know what's wrong with this candle wax, brother.
I think we need to talk about honesty with limits.
I plead the fifth right there. I said no.
And you know, I ain't editing it out. I'm not editing it out.
Don't edit out anything, Steph.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I think we brought on a very philosophical question. It's a very serious question, but I'm glad we got to talk through some of these things, and it's going to lead into a much bigger discussion. And you mentioned, you all mentioned it a few times, but we're not going to give it away. But we really want to hear from you, if you all think that we can be honest. And when I say we, I mean men and women, once you're a human being. And what are some of the limitations or restrictions or even motivations for lying? I look forward to it in the question and answer segment. And we have some big news for you as well that we're going to let you all know very soon. But brethren, it was another good one. And we have so much more, so much further indeed to go. So, peace. Make we see what go on with Natu and him idiot side, you know.
Legendary.
Yeah.